Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. White letters appear over black. IAC Films. The Meyerowitz Stories, in parentheses, new and selected. An underlined heading, Danny. Text reads, Danny Meyerowitz was trying to park.
Eliza?
I'm really thinking about being vegetarian again.
Eliza?
Do you realize eating meat is worse than driving an SUV for a year?
Eliza, am I fitting? I'm parking, asshole! I can't believe that's true.
It's true, Dad. I'll send you the podcast.
I don't think I'm fitting.
I'm telling you, it's a big thing we can do for the environment.
Let's look it up. But not while I'm pulling this maneuver.
He reverses, cranking the wheel.
It's too small space.
Shit. What? But the Mets came on. I splurged and got the satellite. Oh. Nice, turn it up.
Danny and his teenage daughter round a corner in a Subaru station wagon. She cracks a smile.
Today started with a crazy kiss on our way home.
I put this on a tape for you when you were like 12.
Cool.
Shit, was that a spot?
Yeah, he's taking it.
How did I miss that? Fucking shit.
Let's go around.
We've been around. I'm gonna go further east. How did I do this wrong?
It's okay, Dad. We're just garage it.
You know how much it is to garage it around here? If we garage you, you can't go to college, that's what.
I'll pay half.
I'm not taking your money. What's the matter with me? I'm usually very good at this.
It's okay.
I'm an extremely good parker.
I know.
Now I'm getting gun-shy. I'm overthinking it.
He takes off his jacket.
Dad, it's hot. Wait until we're stopped.
It's interfering with my mobility.
Okay, let me help you.
Are these the same people who were behind us?
I don't know.
Keep that jacket right set up. My wallet's in there. This song is distracting.
Oh, it's too good.
So much construction in Manhattan. They're just endlessly building. I used to go dancing around here, Danceteria, me and your Uncle Matthew. Now it's all banks.
You guys went dancing together?
We went together. We didn't dance together. For a short time in the 80s, we hung out. I had moves, I'm telling you. Is this a museum now? Everything's glass.
Do you like the photographer Cindy Sherman? Marcus and I went to the Cindy Sherman show at MoMA last week.
Yes, I like Cindy Sherman.
What?
I told you about Cindy Sherman like 2 years ago.
I don't remember.
I did, and you had absolutely no interest.
I don't know.
When Marcus tells you suddenly you listen, I'm telling you, I got good recommendations. I mean, I have a few years on you. Was that a spot? What do the signs say?
I'm trying to see.
Quick, Eliza.
I'm fine. Parking sounds confusing. Okay,
shit, this
today?
Asshole's on my tail.
Here's a good space.
Can I back up?
I don't think so.
Shit, he's on my tail? I gotta go around?
We should really just garage it.
Son of a bitch!
Dad, stop yelling in the car. He cannot hear you, okay?
Just
only
nobody
I can hear you.
Fucking hey, shut the fuck up!
Walking upstairs.
Hello. The outer door was ajar, and the button on the foyer door was unlocked and pushed in.
Something smells weird.
Down, Bruno. Bruno, down.
Whose dog Bruno. Is this?
Maureen and I bought him from a very elegant apricot poodle farm near the country house.
Dad, the outer door was left open, and someone pressed a button in on the foyer door.
Maureen is always doing something. Maureen!
I'm telling Maureen. You, you gotta be more careful.
Bruno, Maureen! This house isn't very big, but she never seems to be able to hear me. Maureen!
This isn't the country.
Did you leave the front door open?
For the Con Ed guy.
That was 3 days ago.
Sorry we're late. We had to garage the car.
Dad, I just wanted to try at slavery to pay for it.
It's basically right.
Did you try ease?
Twice.
Bruno, he does this elegant pirouette.
Dad, what happened to your face? Did you get into a fight?
I was walking Bruno in the country when he lunged for a feral hare in the brush, and I tumbled forward.
Shit. Did you see a doctor?
I'm fine. My joke is you should see the other dog.
Good one, Grandpa.
Maureen won't even walk that path anymore. She's mauled by a buck.
A buck in the Berkshires?
A male deer.
Really?
Maybe it was a big dog or a small boy. In her indomitable way, she survived with just a nasty raspberry on her knee, but a wallet was gone.
Oh.
The Mets have relinquished the lead.
Shit.
Your sister's here.
We were tied when we were in the car.
I could tell Dad wanted to say hi to you guys by himself.
When did you get here?
A couple hours ago. Thanks for showing up late.
Oh, let's...
I made cookies, but I stepped in dog shit. I like your sweater.
Oh, thanks. I like your pen.
Are you excited for college tomorrow?
Yeah, I really can't wait. Dad keeps saying he wishes he hadn't retired now so that you could take his class.
I couldn't make sculptures.
She's very excited, which I'm trying not to take personally. I'm bad with transitions.
You don't leave the house. There are no transitions.
Maureen is plastered.
Maureen, everyone's here. Come down.
Maureen's making shark.
Oh. I don't think I've ever had shark before.
Maureen's a real gourmand.
You're in for a treat.
She's been sober for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I told her, I don't like you when you drink. She becomes a different person. I made her a deal. I said, if you stop drinking, we'll get a dog.
Now, Eliza picks at her seafood soup as Danny bangs at a shell with his spoon.
This is very handsome shellfish, Maureen.
The dad says you're gonna study film at college.
Yeah.
Seems to be what everybody is doing these days. I think the dad hoped that you might follow in his footsteps and take sculpture.
Well, I think it's good that she's doing her own thing. Since Clarence has stroke and I retired, the art department at Bard has really suffered.
She's quite a good editor.
So, now we have a sculptor and a filmmaker in the family.
And a musician.
And an accountant, which sounds uninteresting, but Matthew's, in fact, the only one in the family who's figured out how to make money. Sign of the times.
We're supposed to say business manager.
I would have thought we would have had more artists in the family.
What about Dad?
I'm artistic.
Matthew showed interest in fine art, and Danny had musical talent, but Matthew was also talented musically and a wonderful mimic.
He looks pointedly at his daughter.
Jean, you showed interest in photography.
At Montessori, yeah. In my office at Xerox, I'm known as the resident auteur. I make funny movies for my coworkers' birthdays.
They're really good.
We have no idea what Jean does at Xerox. I'm a facilities manager for
when
special...
When was the last job you had, Daddy?
Those piano lessons.
Except for the piano lessons?
And there's that gig at Beefsteak Charlie's.
I haven't worked in a... since Eliza was born.
Danny was a house husband. But now at the separation, he's going to have to get a job. You can't take alimony. It's not right.
What will you do for money?
Well... we sold the apartment, so we'll split that. And I'll be staying here for a little, of course, while I figure it out. Thank you again.
While you're staying here, could you go through all the boxes upstairs and take any posters or papers that you want from your childhood?
Marina's taking a fancy trip to Easter Island Monday with a group.
When I come back, we're going to start throwing things away.
We don't really have anything. Mom.
Mostly Matt stuff, but okay.
Matthew's coming out from the coast in a few weeks. He corresponded with me about meeting for lunch.
Matt is?
He has some wealthy clients who are coming over Sunday to look at the dad's work.
Matt does?
Apparently they're both admirers of mine.
We never hear from him, and then suddenly, poof.
That's not true. Matthew and I correspond quite frequently.
He texts with me.
You guys text? About what?
I don't know. Things. Life.
Maybe I'll try to see him when he's here.
He's only here for a day to see a client. He wants to see me during that time. Eliza, have more shark. Maureen, give my granddaughter more shark.
You kids don't eat.
It's amazing how much Matthew's clients make when you think about what a teacher or a nurse earn.
I think I would have had greater success if I had been more fashionable.
Well, you were always out of step with the times.
That's true. I was a vanguard. L.J. Shapiro said that about me.
You know, L.J.'s having a retrospective at MoMA.
Is he?
Hmm?
LJ was always very political. He's not untalented, but he's a very skillful operator.
You didn't play the game.
You think I should email Matt about his visit?
Why not?
I don't want to be presumptuous.
He's your brother, Dan.
Have.
Isn't that when the Whitney bought a piece of yours?
Yes, they were going to buy more work, too, but Bernie, my dealer at the time, didn't like the deal. I probably shouldn't have listened to him.
I don't know. He didn't respond the last time I reached out.
When I called and wrote the Whitney about it, they couldn't find it.
It's there.
They can't find it.
Jean, damn it, they have the work.
Okay, okay.
He glowers as Jean steps back over to Danny.
It's lost.
Later, Harold flips through a nicely bound book of his art.
The work looks stunning altogether like this. Danny, you made this?
Jean and I did, yes.
Harold Marovitz, a retrospective. You send in the pictures and they make it for you.
At the piano.
Oh, Dad, Jean and I spoke to a woman at the museum at Bard.
Is that Hilma Fetterman?
Hilma, yes. And there's some interest in doing a show there.
Oh, well, that's the least they can do for you after all those years you've given them.
I think with Eliza going this fall and your history as a teacher, we have a good shot.
Danny, make sure Hilma sees the book. A retrospective at this point would be a real feather in my cap, and I think bring attention to the new work.
The thing is that it would be part of a group show.
Bard faculty.
A group show, no. That's essentially an insult. I think Hilma's angry because I voted against her chairmanship.
He tosses down the book and stands.
Tell Hilma no.
Well, Hilma hasn't offered it yet.
When she does, tell her no.
He walks into the kitchen.
Maureen, where's the gourmet hummus?
It's upstairs, I think.
Why?
Danny and Eliza play piano.
You'll always be my superstar. You'll always be my number one.
I'll always be a genius girl.
You shot at the Olympiad,
but that black and white cookie made it not so bad.
And there's always you, and there's always me, and there's always us. Mommy and Daddy and genius girl make three.
Meyerowitz and Meyerowitz composition.
We wrote it when I was 9.
Later at night, Danny finds Eliza sitting outside on the narrow front stoop.
Is this shark bad, or is that bad shark?
Dad, it was raw. The rice was hard and the shellfish was closed. Dad, your limp is worse.
It's always worse after I've been sitting. Just gotta stretch it.
Please see someone about it.
I have an appointment with an acupuncturist on Tuesday.
Someone real, please.
He hobbles over and sits down next to her.
I'm telling you, you are going to meet a lot of wonderful, interesting new people. Or I imagine you will. I didn't make it more than a month at college because I like drugs so much.
I'm gonna miss you and Mom.
I know we'll miss you too.
I still haven't wrapped my mind around it. You guys not being together.
We don't get along when it's just us. Sorry I don't get to drive you, but your mom won that one.
It's okay. She's a good driver.
And I'll be up there whenever you're ready for me.
They share a smile as he studies her. Then he stands.
Marcus is picking you up. Does Marcus know to take the tunnel instead of the bridge? At this hour, the bridge is going to be jammed.
You'd be okay here?
Yeah. It'll be nice to spend time with Dad while Maureen's away. You know, I didn't get a lot of time with him growing up. It's an opportunity to get closer now.
It's nice you and Gene are getting him the show.
I know it's just a college show, but I think it really could put him back on the map. The work is good and deserves more exposure.
He paces back and sits beside her.
You are a truly wonderful girl.
You've been a great dad.
I think I still am.
He didn't mean it that way.
A guy pulls up in a Jeep. Eliza waves as Danny puts an arm around her.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Danny.
Eliza gives him a tight hug, wrapping her arms around his neck and squeezing her eyes shut, then grabs her bag and hurries into the Jeep. She gives Marcus a kiss and smiles out the window at her dad as the car pulls away down the street.
Text when you get to...
This one's interesting.
I think it's a masterpiece, Brian.
It's intended as a sort of sequel to Gilda Halfling.
That's a squiggly one outside Lincoln Center.
Yes, James, Gilded Halfwing.
It's probably my most well-known work. It has a young man's energy. But I like to think that my later work is richer, more interesting.
When Matthew told me that was yours, I was like, I walk by that all the time. We're on Central Park West now, but I've been looking for the right place downtown.
Oh, show James and Brian the wood structures.
Yes, I've been working in wood recently. Danny, give me a hand.
How about this one with the gold? Brian. Always love this one.
No, not that one. It's a minor work of mine.
Over here. How's the noise in this area?
Gets very loud. All the tourists.
Only on weekends. How long has Matthew been your business manager?
We've been with Matt for, close to 5 years.
How did you two meet?
We met at a fundraiser for Chuck Schumer.
Danny eyes Brian and James as his dad polishes a piece. Stepping to the bathroom door, Danny finds James checking out a shower.
The art's over here.
It's largely intuitive, really, and in its way, a return to the old masters. I think I'm doing the best work of my life right now, but it's just one man's opinion.
I found Brian very attractive. He's baby-faced but sinewy, like an old lover of mine, Willem Dafoe. And James has very firm calves.
They were very enthusiastic about the work.
Are they interested in the house or the art?
I think both. The art.
What do you mean both?
Maureen?
What do you mean both?
For Matthew, they're interested in purchasing all of the work, some of the furniture, as well as the house.
The house? What did you tell them?
That we're open
to
exploring it.
The Mets are staging a comeback. They got first and third with no one else.
You're thinking about selling the house? Why?
It's very expensive to keep this place up, and we're spending more time at the country house now.
But the country's yours.
Well, I had it before we were married, but it's ours. Everything is ours now.
You're selling all of the art? Damn, why?
We don't have room for it.
Do you want to sell?
Oh, come on. Cabrera just grounded into a double play.
Matt set this up?
I told him it was a family discussion.
I think it is. I don't think you should sell it all. I'm telling you.
Didn't expect you to get so upset about it.
I am. I am upset about it.
Why do you care?
I don't know. We've lived here for years.
You haven't. This is where Matthew grew up. You lived in Queens with your mother.
I lived here for a year when I was 16. Your studio's here. They want all the artwork? I mean, Dad, were they a show here or there? Your work may become valuable.
That is true.
I say no.
Everyone in the family will be consulted before we sell anything.
Matthew isn't here, you know? Matthew isn't in the house now. It's a Meyerowitz tradition, this house.
Well, I guess I wouldn't know about that.
Maureen storms upstairs.
I didn't mean it like that.
She gets sensitive about these things. She feels like an outsider. She doesn't have kids of her own. I tell her, technically, you're their stepmother.
Outside.
Take care of the dad.
Yes.
Do. Maureen gets in a town car. Later, Danny and Harold play pool.
God damn it!
Harold grabs the cue.
The old babushka. I remember I spent months of allowance on that pool cue for your birthday.
Son of a bitch!
He snaps it. Later.
The famous blueberry pancakes.
The famous blueberry pancakes?
Harry's gonna move Cologne over to the bullpen.
The Mets need a middle inning reliever.
Yes. All on one tape. Videodrome. Beverly Hills Cop, spelled wrong. And Legal Eagles.
You have the right to an attorney.
Looks like she's already had her attorney. Hey.
Dad, you remember that song I wrote about that guy who worked at your studio who you never remembered his name? His name was Byron. But you called him Myron. Three times you called him Myron. Till you heard the other guy say it with a B.
Byron, Myron, Byron, Myron.
What doesn't matter if you look him in the eye?
Say it with confidence and look him in the eye.
Don't check out your shoes. Don't glance in the sky.
Say it with confidence and look him in the eye.
Myron! Eliza's first movie, okay. She sent the link. What's your passcode?
Try Matthew.
Danny and Jean share a look, and he types it in. The movie starts.
To college, I want to.
What?
You know.
What?
have sex.
You want to get fucked?
I guess.
She doesn't want to get fucked. She wants to do the fucking.
I'd be happy to
feel a cock on your neck. You want to peel off a band-aid and fuck the band-aid?
You want to put your ass on his ass, but a cock?
That cock comes near you, you bat it away.
Oh, honey, we have so much to learn.
Ping pong paddle that cock. Ping pong paddle.
Wait a minute. What if I can have both? What if I can be both?
In a cage.
I've got a penis and a vagina. Call me Vagina Man. Vagina Man, please, where they please.
In a urinal.
Vagina Man fucks who they please when they please.
A guy thrusts in fast motion, now naked.
Hello?
Shut up!
I'm gonna watch this alone first, I think.
Wow, that was a hard R.
Oh, come on, he missed the pen.
You can see he's safe!
I can see this, the Mets don't want it.
Dad!
Harold turns off the game, and Danny hands him the phone.
Hello. Who? LJ. Hey.
Pitch hitting for DeGrom.
Shh. What's that? He was a talented kid when he took my class. Yeah, I think he'd be an able assistant. Okay. You know, doing the work. Bart has come to me about a show. What's the news there? Oh, I didn't know. How are you doing?
Danny texts Eliza. Yo.
Marie says they're fetting you at MoMA. You and Tim Burton.
Dots appear as Eliza types.
Right. Matisse and Picasso, too, sure. Let's get a lunch one of these days. You still in the West Village? Brooklyn.
The dots vanish.
Or to your opening. I'm coming if you invite me. Next Friday? Yes, I think I could make it. Okay. I'll see you then. That was a strike. Turn it up.
Was that LJ? I always liked LJ.
He says he had a prostate surgery I didn't know about.
And I really like his work.
The early experimental work is terrific. You know, he and I showed to Paula Cooper in the late 60s.
Uh-huh. I love the 80s stuff. Those bears.
You like the bears? I guess the bears. You know, back then, I was the headliner.
I'd like to come, if that's all right. It would be a real treat for me.
I think they're filled up. LJ's getting me in special.
Okay.
I could see about getting you a ticket. You might have to pay.
Okay, whatever.
Danny gets up from the couch, pours himself a glass of juice from the fridge, then spits it out.
Oh, God! Your orange juice is expired, which I just realized is possible.
Do you have black tie?
I have a herringbone blazer and slacks with a hummus stain on the fly.
I think we might have an extra belonging to Marie's late ex-husband.
Now, father and son arrive at the opening in tuxes and look around.
Dad, no one is in tuxes.
I think I see a couple of people.
I don't see anybody.
A woman holds a tablet at the entrance.
We're Harold Meyerowitz.
Okay. You're on the list for the public viewing, which starts in 45 minutes. Right now, this is a private viewing.
Tell her it's a mistake. Tell her LJ put me on the private list.
Okay.
Tell her this is bullshit.
Dad. We're old friends with LJ.
Sorry, I can't let you in. Right now, it's a private event.
Tell her to tell LJ.
Yeah, she hears everything you're saying.
What?
Let's just wait before you
come back.
Come on, Dad. Dad.
He huffs off.
My father's Harold Meyerowitz. He was a contemporary of LJ's, also a sculptor.
Danny!
LJ.
This guy giving you trouble? Danny! You were so damn young the last time I saw you.
Last time I saw you? Was that those Chinatown dinners you guys would throw? Those were great. I was living with Dad that year.
You and Matthew always playing music. Your dad was with Julia. I was with Maya before the divorces.
Well, before his second divorce, he'd already divorced by mom. But yeah, those were fun dinners.
Are you going somewhere after this?
Dad said it was black tie.
You know Loretta's here?
She is.
Yeah, she's floating around this rat fuck somewhere.
Ah, I'll look for her.
Oh, there's the old man. One of my favorite artists.
I see you stopped dyeing your beard.
Yeah. Look at you. You guys, you're so cute. Come on, have a drink. We're having Zubrovka. I just reread The Razor's Edge. It's Larry Durrell's drink.
I find mom to be skillful without being an artist, but I'll sip a red wine if you have.
It's the Museum of Modern Art, damn it. They have everything.
Hey, old man, what happened to your face?
Oh, you gotta go.
LJ leads Harold into the crowd, leaving Danny behind.
Okay.
As LJ introduces Harold around, Danny limps his way past casually dressed sophisticates. He peers around the museum, lingering by the stair railing with his hands folded stiffly in front of him. He hikes up a few steps and stands between groups of chatting museum goers. He spots a curly-haired woman in a leather jacket coming downstairs.
Loretta. Loretta?
She stops and looks at him.
Danny? Holy shit! Stay there, I'll come to you.
They hug.
Oh, you got my hair.
I did.
I didn't know you were coming.
I came with my dad.
Are you going somewhere after this?
No, no.
Why are you so dressed up?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
The work looks good. I don't know that the presentation is helpful.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, I think some of the bears are not well served.
In a sense, the work is more intimate than the space. But hey, you're not a streak.
Oh, no, don't say that. Streaks end.
Hello.
Oh, Sigourney.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're not even dead.
Wait till the end of this. Oh, Sigourney Weaver, this is Harold Meyerowitz.
Hi, I'm Sigourney.
I'm Harold.
Nice to meet you. So, I mean, just to see everything in the same room is awesome.
I'm so glad you came.
Well, we'll go off and see the bears.
Treat them well. Hey, how are you, old man? How's Maureen?
Bart has come to me about a show.
Are you still teaching there?
Oh, I'm tired, but my granddaughter just started as a freshman. She's making movies.
Oh, they're all doing that now. I say, don't teach them what we do. There's no damn money in that.
Well, you seem to have found
a way. I hope it's okay. I invited Sigourney to the dinner afterwards.
Yeah, of course. I know Sigourney for 20 years. Glenn, do you remember?
I hear a rave tomorrow from Michael, and Twitter is almost entirely glowing.
Good, good.
We're going to have a good day.
Glenn Schwitzel, this is Harold Meyerowitz. Glenn's the curator here now.
Nice to meet you. Oh, wait. Harold Meyerowitz. Shit, of course. We've met.
It's
been a long time. What have you been doing? Forgive me, I don't know. Are you making art? Are you in the city?
I'm not talking to you.
Would you excuse me?
The curator scurries away to pose for a picture with LJ.
Hold on a second, old man. Go.
Danny and Loretta view a video installation.
I remember you like that.
Yeah. I used to have mixed feelings about being part of Dad's art, but now I kind of love it. You know, he dedicated the catalog to me?
Definitely a cool thing. This whole thing's really cool. It's special to me. I don't get out like this generally.
Has a family and everything.
Well, Karen and I are splitting up. Split up.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm doing the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, but it's good. My girls are handling it so great. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. Karen and I stayed together until Eliza went to school. But also, I just didn't want to do what my dad did, you know? Failed marriages. And you ever worry we're doing the same thing as them?
We're so different, Dan.
You think so?
So different. We were raised like animals. My worry is that we're too different. We're too close to our kids, don't you think? Parents shouldn't be best friends with their kids. I mean, I don't think my girls are ever going to move out.
I secretly hope that with Eliza, but unfortunately, she seems pretty healthy in that area.
Oh, Danny Meyerowitz.
Come on, go.
Oh, my God.
Dad.
Harold. Loretta.
Loretta. I didn't recognize you at first. I'm going.
There's that little girl I keep seeing running down Bond Street.
I want to go.
Just a few more minutes. Roomy?
I'm leaving.
Harold stalks off, and Danny looks back to Loretta, who walks away to join a group. He nods to himself, then signals to Loretta.
Loretta.
I have to go.
Oh, no. Are you not staying for the dinner?
I don't think we were invited to.
She steps over.
My battery's old.
Oh, okay.
It was great to see you.
So great.
He kisses her cheek as they hug.
I got your hair again.
Well... Bye, Danny.
Bye.
She steps back to her friends, and Danny heads outside the museum, his bow tie undone. He searches the block and spots Harold jogging off down the sidewalk in his tux. Danny throws out his arms, then goes after him.
Dad! Dad!
Danny limps over crosswalks, chasing after his feebly jogging father.
Dad!
He catches up to him.
Dad!
Harold slows to a walk.
Dad!
Al! Did you hear me?
Shit.
Danny winces as he limps.
Ultimately, LJ is a popular but minor artist. There's a superficial bravura, but there's no unconscious, no discovery. I know you like the Bears, but it's a reshuffling of obnoxious cliches, like listening to music played slightly off-key.
I didn't get to see it.
And the video work is embarrassing. I've never forgiven LJ for using Loretta in those pieces. You don't do that to a child. And it's a disturbing commentary on the culture that truly ordinary work, made mostly by his assistants, gets reverent reviews from the critics, who ought to know better. He's a talented, pretentious enigma.
Let me see if there's a cab.
He steps to the curb and peers down the street.
It's nice to see Loretta.
She's very happy to see me. She gave me quite a kiss.
I did well. It was pretty funny, I think. I didn't get her number or anything. Maybe you could give me LJ's email.
I don't feel comfortable giving it out. Maybe he doesn't work one.
Okay.
I met Sigourney Weaver, who was very friendly. She said, "Hi, I'm Sigourney." I said, "Hi, I'm Harold."
Danny nods, then checks the street for cabs.
Have you thought about getting a job? You've essentially never worked in your life. I think you'd feel better about yourself. Have you thought about playing music again?
Danny gives a shrug, keeping an eye on the passing traffic.
Maureen will be back next Thursday. You should think about where you're going to live. I mean, you can stay with us for a while, but...
Danny gazes at his dad, then back to the street. At home, still in his tux, Danny stands at the piano and taps the keys. He picks up a half a sandwich from the top of the piano and takes a bite. Later, he brings a pillow and a sheet to the couch to find the dog sprawled out asleep. He sets down the pillow and tries to shoo Bruno, who barely budges. Danny hauls him off the couch, then shakes out the sheet as Harold steps in.
Maureen wanted me to remind you to go through the boxes and things upstairs because we're going to start throwing things away. You might want these sunglasses.
Those are Matthew's.
I'm letting him know, too.
Later on the phone.
Hello? Sorry, hello?
Yo, how you doing?
Sorry, Elvis is making me laugh.
Who's Elvis?
What? Sorry, Joaquin's roommate.
Okay, who's Joaquin?
He's a friend. What's up, Dad?
Well, I'm at Harold's. We went to LJ Shapiro's opening at MoMA.
Was it fun?
Yeah, for a little while.
You're having fun with Grandpa?
I might go stay at Jean's in Rochester for a while. I'll be closer to you, but don't worry.
Okay. Well, we're going to see this band, and then there's a party. Can I call you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be up early.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
I can hear it in your voice.
Nothing.
Tell me. Hold on, I'm going to step outside so we can talk.
No. Go to your concert. I promise I'm fine.
You promise?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to keep my phone on in case you want to call, okay?
There's no need. Don't worry. Okay, have fun.
Call if you need to.
I won't.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Danny smiles at the phone, then stares thoughtfully up at the ceiling. Morning. Danny hauls a box out of his dad's house and shuts the door behind him. He loads it into his car's hatchback, then sits behind the wheel. He turns on the radio.
Ooh, nice.
Lady, what you say? How about some fun today? Is it yes? Is it no? Whatever it is, just let me know. Don't leave me out. Oh, you make me shout.
He pulls out.
Go fuck yourself! Go fuck yourself! Go fuck yourself!
An underlined heading. Matthew. Text reads, Matthew had just arrived on the red eye from L.A. He leads a client through penthouse construction.
Is that okay?
It's okay.
Is that okay?
Right?
Happened?
I don't know. I'm scared, man. These guys are 6 months behind. That's why I'm here. I put together a document that anticipates where you'll be at the end of the year, vis-a-vis the overages.
Oh, for Christ? Really? Have we already spent this much?
Well, that's the first page.
Suck a dick! Oh, God! Really?
The change orders are adding up. We didn't budget for the saltwater pool.
How's your kid?
Good. I'm in a fight with my wife right now, but...
Randy, I don't want to sound alarmist, but you're not going to be able to sustain your lifestyle if things continue like this. And you're not going on tour anytime soon.
The guy offers Matthew a Demitasse.
It's nice.
Right? It's my own espresso bean. See? I'm doing everything I can to make a buck. The coffee will pay for the pool.
That might be too much pressure to put on the coffee. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you the pool.
Yes!
But not this year. We're going to rent out the bottom floor, which is zoned commercial anyway, and we'll get a tenant for the second floor.
But can I
the
afford...
The income from the rentals will cover the property taxes. You can live on the top two floors in the meantime. Everything else, you can have. Let me just, Hello?
They won't see me without you.
Where are you?
I'm standing outside the place.
You're 45 minutes early.
There are many available tables. The guy was a real jerk.
We have a reservation. Did you say my name?
I said my name.
Let me finish up here and we'll figure it out.
How long are you going to be?
I'll be there at 1 when we said we'd meet.
Well, hurry up. Parking was easier than I anticipated.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
We won't do the pool now.
I think that's the right decision.
Everything okay?
Totally. Lunch with my father.
Oof, say no more.
No, now it's easy. When I was younger, I was so invested in his grievances, his anger at the world. They were mine, too. But now that I live 3,000 miles away and have my own kid, thriving business, I don't even get angry at him anymore. It's even just funny, you know? Sorry, I don't know why I'm suddenly... I think it's all this plaster dust and coffee.
Do you need something?
Like what?
Pills.
One brings you up and the other brings you down, but I'm not totally certain which is which.
You have a guess?
I haven't worn these pants in a while.
Take those.
He does.
Thanks, Matt.
A tight hug.
I don't have anyone in my life like you.
There's my son.
Hey.
Harold pats Matthew's shoulder.
These are yours. They were in the upstairs room. Marina's throwing things out. I wanted you to have them.
Thanks.
The sunglasses.
The Bornays or Danny's?
He said they were yours.
No, you could throw them out.
They're quite fancy. Maybe Marine will use them.
What happened to your face?
We got a dog, did I tell you?
Maybe.
Bruno, my charge. We call him Bruno. Name for the idiot in Werner Herzog's Streusink.
Never seen it.
Really? I own a cassette at home if you want to come over.
So what happened?
Oh, he lunged for a deranged hare, taking me in the process. You should see the other dog.
You all right?
I'm fine. He didn't mean it. Wasn't his fault.
Shall we go in?
I'm not eating here.
Because they wouldn't see you?
Well, the guy was very obnoxious.
Well, let me talk to him.
No. Let's go somewhere else.
I only have an hour and a half.
It's my protest, like McEnroe.
Okay, let me think.
A guy in the restaurant knocks on the window, and Matthew waves for him to follow.
Not too far, because at 3, I have to put money in the meter. This man is treading right on my heels.
No, Dad, he's with me. This is Gabe. He works at my firm in New York.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Meyerowitz.
I thought Gabe could join us for part of lunch. His specialty is in estate planning.
I have an account.
I had a chance to review some of the
Barry Sukinet doesn't work on the scale, Dad, and I think as we move towards selling the house, it might be a good time to get some affairs in order.
If we sell the house, it will be my decision.
Well, Brian and James, who you met?
Very charming interracial homosexual couple, and smart about the work. They were familiar with Gilda Halfway.
Yes, James says they like the work very much, and they love the house, and they made us an offer.
For the work, too?
For the work, the house, some of the furniture.
They reach a new restaurant.
You know, your brother doesn't want to sell.
Brother?
Half-brother. We have a different mother. Well, that's a real shame for him, then. Danny stands the most to benefit. He doesn't work.
He and Karen are separated.
Really?
I took him in, but now he's with Gene in Rochester.
Shit.
Apparently, his mother moved to Florida, which I didn't know. Did you know that?
No.
She's still angry with me, apparently. You know, your brother and sister have helped organize a show for me up at Barn.
Retrospective?
A retrospective of the faculty, yes.
Like a group show.
Well, just sit here.
Well, there's other artists, yes, but I was promised a very prominent place in the gallery.
Sounds good. Congratulations.
You purchased the property in 1973 for $60,000, but since you've barred against the house a couple times, the net proceeds have diminished.
Danny thinks that after this show, my work could appreciate considerably in value and that we should wait.
You just told me Danny doesn't want to sell at all. Dad, whatever happens at Bard, you can't afford the real estate taxes.
You're paying $2,000 a month in utilities. Even things you wouldn't think, the housekeeper.
Mercedes has been with us for years, and though I deplore her politics, I'm not letting her go.
Just giving examples.
Am I paying for her?
No, he's doing this as a favor. Dad, Gabe's specialty is not my specialty. I'm in personal wealth.
Something I wouldn't know about.
Gabe would only get paid when we sell.
I'm not giving Gabe anything. Absolutely not. And I'm not having this conversation with him. This is a private family matter.
Okay, I understand.
Normally, a conspiracy is mounted by people close to you. I don't even know this asshole.
Harold stands and leaves the table.
We get a check.
We didn't order anything.
I wanted to punch Gabe right in the nose.
You don't know if this place is a client. That's why we could get a table so last minute. That's why they gave us this bigger table. I imagine they'll send some complimentary stuff, too. Is that baby aspirin?
Adult aspirin bothers my stomach.
Are you okay?
I've had some headaches. It's fine.
Have you gone to a doctor?
It's not necessary. You're so important, you need two phones.
I saw LJ has a show at MoMA. Thought I'd check it out.
I was at the opening. I met Sigourney Weaver.
How is LJ?
We chatted. She said to me, my name is Sigourney. I said, my name is Harold.
Uh-huh.
LJ says he's going to try to come to the show at Bard.
It's great.
I'm sure he'd like to see you there.
Yeah, if I'm in town.
I think I'm going to show one of the bronzes. It's an early piece I made when you used to sit on the floor and watch me work. You remember that?
You've told me this before, and I don't remember it.
You would hand me tools and make suggestions as if you too were the artist.
Well, I wasn't.
It was originally untitled, but I'm going to call it Matthew.
I'd like to see Eliza, too. She sent me her movie, which I thought was really good. Did you like it?
At that time, I thought you might be interested in sculpture. Or maybe an actor or a comic. You were a very talented mimic.
I do the voices of a lot of my coworkers, which cracks people up at the firm. I'm gonna run downstairs for an e-smoke.
Harold lifts his brows.
You don't know. You don't know Ezra, but that's a pretty good imitation.
You were also very musical, like Danny.
Danny could really play.
No, that's true. He was quite gifted. I don't know why he didn't pursue it. I know he raised a child, but in this day and age, it's possible to do both.
There's so many other things that factor in, don't you think?
I thought you'd do something artistic.
I work with artists. I understand the temperament.
Maybe Eliza will be my heir in that department, although she seems more commercially minded and potentially a lesbian.
Really? I didn't get that. You know, I think I mentioned to you I left the company I was with, and me and a couple of other people started our own firm. It was scary and a big change, but things have settled and we're doing really well.
Maureen is talking to a friend
who
works at the Times about getting someone to come up and review the show.
I think we're...
In recent years, I've essentially been ignored by
the Times.
I think
we're a great alternative to some of the
bigger
firms.
And I think this might put me back on the map.
This is our logo.
Harold glances at it.
$55 for a steak.
Known for their meat here.
And $35 for a salmon. You get the salmon to blow you for that price? Do you want to split a salmon?
I'm going to get my own steak I didn't eat on the plane.
A whole portion's going to be too much food for me.
Eat what you can.
I'll just have a starter.
I'm paying.
Have you guys dined with us before? Do you have any questions?
We have answers. I'll have a salad.
The little gem.
To start, and then I'll have a steak.
The 6 ounce or the 12?
12, and maybe the spinach for the table. The potatoes sound good.
Sure.
And shall we get a wine?
Live it up.
And maybe this Brunello.
That's one of my favorites.
I'll have the steak and the market salad. We don't have a ton of time, so we can bring everything at once. Oops.
Matt bites one of the pills.
How's my grandson, who I never get to see?
He washes the pill down and finds a photo.
Here.
He's quite handsome. His hair's so blonde.
No, that's his friend Sebastian.
Oh, he's the one with his hand in his trousers.
He's tucking in his shirt.
He looks like the child in Kubrick's The Shining.
It's a sweater, I think.
Handsome boy, has a Meyerowitz eyes. Does he like the Knicks? I suppose he'll be a Lakers fan since you're essentially an Angelino at this point.
It's hard to have a relationship and a child. I imagine you felt that too.
No, not really. I didn't find that difficult.
Dad, you've been married 4 times.
3. The first one was annulled.
I married her because of Tony, but I don't know. I think about what it would mean to leave, but even contemplating it makes me feel guilty.
Well, I haven't met his mother, so I can't advise you in that department.
You could have met her if you come to our wedding.
You did it in L.A.
Well, anyway, I didn't invite a lot of people, but everyone I invited, including Mom, came except for you.
So brazen.
What?
This jerk just put his glasses on our table.
I don't think he realizes.
Oh, no, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Dad, in terms of your estate, I don't want you making mistakes that can be avoided.
Then they will be my mistakes.
I'll have this decanter.
Very nice. Before she dried out, Maureen drank half my wine cellar, so I haven't had any good wine in a while. But she's been sober for 6 weeks.
She's still going to AA?
She's doing it her own way. Maureen is made uncomfortable by AA, which I can understand. It's quite infantilizing, giving away your control like that.
I think that's the idea.
I tell Maureen, I don't like you when you drink. You become a different person, I say. Does it look like we need 2 ketchups?
What are you talking about?
The son of a bitch just put his ketchup on our table, too. Before you know it, he'll be sitting in my lap.
His napkin now.
I'm gonna punch this guy in the nose.
It's fine, Dad. We have the bigger table.
When you back home?
The guy sets his wine glass on their table.
Dad, what the fuck?
Harold sips it.
Please don't do that again.
It's my protest.
You better hope he doesn't have a cold. They're leaving. Can you relax now? I'd like to relax now.
So brazen.
I think the Knicks might be interesting this year.
Wait a minute.
Harold checks the booth beside him.
Wait a minute. Where's my jacket?
Right next to you.
This isn't my jacket. That son of a bitch took my jacket.
What do you mean?
He has my jacket, Matthew.
He's still outside. I'll get it back.
Shit, it's 3 o'clock. I have to put money in the meter.
Forget it.
I'm not getting a ticket, Matthew.
All right, fuck it. I'm going to grab the guy. You get the check and settle up.
I thought you were paying. I wouldn't have ordered that wine otherwise.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Where's our waiter? Excuse me.
On a sidewalk, the French guy wears a tan jacket as he walks arm in arm with a woman. Matthew hustles after them in his suit, pausing to look back at Harold, who jogs slowly, also in a tan jacket. The French couple rounds a building up ahead. Matthew skitters around the first corner, peers after them, then jogs back to wave at Harold. He signals that he's rounding the building, then runs after the couple. A moment later, Harold shuffles around the first corner, checking his jacket pockets. He pulls something out. Ahead, Matthew catches up to the guy.
Excuse me!
What?
Sorry, I think there was a mix-up. You seem to have taken my dad's jacket.
What?
You have his jacket, we have yours. It's on its way.
This is my jacket, man.
I think it isn't. Just wait till he gets here.
I know what jacket I took.
I understand that, but you took the wrong one.
You're crazy, man.
Listen, just wait a second, okay? Jesus, what does it cost you? Where you gotta be?
Where's he going?
Just hang on. Hey, turn around.
You wanna get hit, man?
What is your problem?
No, mais c'est quoi ton problème?
Can't you see? You have my father's jacket. He has yours. What's the fucking problem? Dad, give him this jacket. What is that?
It's a ticket stub for something called Fault in Our Stars.
I don't know that.
Of course you do. It has the kids dying of cancer. It was a big hit.
I've seen it.
When did you see Fault in Our Stars?
In the country, the triplex. It's quite affecting, actually. Those kids are tremendously winning.
Dad, how would he have your ticket stub to Fault in Our Stars in his jacket?
At his car.
No ticket, stroke of luck.
That guy was a real asshole.
He was, and we never really had our lunch.
Fucking tourist. Should have said something more cutting. I let him get away with being a prick. It's gonna eat at me.
Are you sure you don't want to come to the house? Maureen was gonna make pigeon.
I have to go, Dad.
Where are you going?
I'm going over to Mom's, actually.
Oh, maybe I'll go with you.
I don't know if that's a good...
That was the summer on Martha's Vineyard with LJ and Maya and Paul and Lori.
Staying at the house, the one with that peculiar blind dog.
Yeah, and Matthew, you were making up all of these card games, you remember? And there was one in particular where I asked if it was based on luck, and you said it was based on hope. Mm. You hoped you got a good card, and that's what we said all summer, remember? It's based on hope.
I was commissioned to make Gilda Halfling that summer. LJ was very jealous. I had already sold a piece to the Whitney.
Where did they keep that piece?
It's not lost. They catalog these things.
I didn't say it was.
Harold, did you see?
Oh.
In a frame on the wall.
You still have one of the sketches of Gilda Halfling. It looks good here.
Yeah, Cody really admires it. He says it gives him ideas.
I thought Cody was a gym teacher.
No, he taught Spanish at PS 182 and coached the soccer team. Matthew, Cody's sons are coming for dinner. I'm making a meatloaf.
Okay, good. I'm starving.
I told Matthew this seems like an elaborate ruse just to get his parents back together.
You didn't tell me that. Oh, this is Tony on FaceTime. You mind if I...
Harold, do you want a coffee or a tea or anything?
Yes,
tea would be nice. I can't have coffee after 4.
Hi, sweetheart.
And if you have a Triscuit or something, I'm also starving.
Play a game for a minute. It's called All the Animals Are Dead. You want to see it? Dead. Would you rather have a beard made of paper or a beard made from a tree?
What's a beard made from a tree?
A beard made from a tree is a beard which is like a tree.
Like leaves on a tree? I guess a beard made from a tree?
Me too.
Is this my Buddenbrooks?
What?
I think this is my copy of Buddenbrooks.
I don't know.
Would you rather die from old age or kill yourself?
Harold wipes his nose.
Old age, I guess.
Me too.
Did you give him regular milk?
Victoria, I didn't know you were there.
Of course I'm here. He doesn't know how to use the phone by himself.
Yes, I do.
He can't have dairy.
We don't know that for a fact.
Yes, we do.
I'm gonna press the button.
Okay, well, wait. I love you. Baby?
Tell him Grandma says hi.
Me too.
His son hangs up.
We were very thorough when we divided the books. That I remember.
Me too.
Put it back, Dad.
I've been looking for this edition.
You've lived without it now for 30 years. I think you can manage.
You can take it, Harold, if you want. I've mostly stopped reading fiction.
I'll walk you to the car.
I can stay a bit longer.
It's so nice to see you again, Harold. I think the last time was Matt's graduation.
Harold takes the book.
You know, there's something that I wanted to say, and...
She gazes upward.
I thought of calling a writing, but I never did. I have huge regrets about how I was with Danny and Jean. I was a kid myself in many ways, and they were so angry with me. I took your lead, frankly, and we were starting over. We had Matt. We didn't want to look back, and that was understandable, but I wish I'd been more nurturing of them, more generous, more mothering, really. I think they suffered in part because of that, and I feel terrible. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Harold and Matthew shift their gazes, and Matthew nods.
Nice to see you.
Outside.
It's called flirting when you're young. I'm not sure what it's called when you're over 70.
Just up here.
She still has my drawing on her wall next to the gym teacher's doodle.
Cody's a good guy.
Your mother's more comfortable ultimately being with men who are half smart than she can dominate. I was much too formidable. After our separation and before Cody, she was with a homosexual, and before that, a man who had no foot. Her fraudulent claims about not reading fiction, I find offensive. She's masquerading as a populist so as to not threaten Cody. But it's a clever yet bogus subterfuge. It's a shame your mother, who knows better, has succumbed to this fashionable anti-art movement. This is why we have a Republican Congress.
I can't believe you took the book.
She said I could have it. It was mine originally.
You have your keys?
She was clearly very happy to see me. When it ended, we weren't on speaking terms, but now you see that big hug she insisted on giving me? You know, Marina always said that your mother was the love of my life.
You're gonna take the bridge or the tunnel?
I thought you were leaving tomorrow. That's why I drove all the way into Brooklyn.
I'm staying a few days. I was around all this plaster dust earlier.
We have lots of room. Marina's keen on seeing you as well. You know, she's your stepmother as much as Cody is your stepfather.
I told Mom I'd stay here.
Maybe split half the time there and half with us.
I'm not splitting the time like I did at 15.
It was very important to me after our separation that I see you half the time. I wanted to make it up after Danny and Jean.
And make it up to them.
I made a real effort with you. Danny and Jean, I could have done better, but I don't see anything significant I could have done better with you.
Really? Nothing?
Oh, come on, Matthew.
You feel like that all was great. Danny definitely got shit, and Jean didn't even get shit, but I got your focus. And that fucked me up in a whole other way.
Matthew, we never see each other. Let's not fight.
I keep thinking I know how to handle you now, but then I see you and I get suckered into your shit all over again. Your career, your jacket, and then when I try to actually help, like today, you won't listen.
I don't see how I could be such a bad fighter. Look how successful you are.
Right.
I could never be the businessman that you are.
Okay.
I've said to Marina, I don't know who Matthew takes after. I certainly didn't know how to make money.
That's right. I don't take after you. None of us do. You had to be the only artist in the family. And it doesn't matter that I make money because you don't respect what I do.
What do you need my respect for? The world respects you because you make money.
Ugh, I want to punch you in the nose.
I know you think you can treat me this way because of your money.
It doesn't matter how much money I make. You make me feel like a big piece of shit because you don't care about it. But you also actually do. You're privately obsessed with it. You know that I beat you. I beat you. I beat you.
The group show. In her 12 years as a neurosurgeon, Dr. Melanie Soni had never seen such a dramatic shove.
It's quite startling. A collection of fluids on the left side of his head was shoving the brain clear to the right. His brain experienced so much pressure and irritation that he was in an almost comatose state before we operated. There was still some bleeding in the left frontal lobe, but no tissue was lost. The head trauma clogged up the spinal fluid absorption pathways, which slows speech, causes lethargy, headaches. Honestly, this should have been taken care of immediately after the trauma.
Did you notice his wife was heavily perfumed? I think I smelled alcohol on her breath.
Yes, I'm worried about her as well.
Oh, I didn't realize anyone was here. How's he doing?
He's sleeping. Not
doing much sleeping. Shit, sir.
Good. Your family?
Yes. Maureen only told us he was in the hospital this morning.
Via text.
They were staying up
we
here
drove
at Maureen's
from Rochester
country
to
house.
Pittsfield.
We wanted
we
to talk
been
to
able
a doctor.
To get any information.
I'm Pam. This is Dr. Soni.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Jean.
Hi. Nice
Danny.
To meet you.
Dr. Soni, can you tell us what's going on with our dad?
When your mother's here, we can go over.
She's our stepmother.
She would have been 7 when she had me.
Well, when your stepmother comes back.
We can't find her. She's not at the country house. Why can't you tell us right now?
This is awkward.
What's awkward?
I don't want to get involved in family dynamics, but she told me not to talk to anyone else.
Well, that's not right, obviously. We're his kids.
You can talk to us.
No, that's what I'm saying. Since she's the next of kin, I legally cannot talk to you. I'm very sorry.
He has an opening on Monday.
This is our first real hospital.
Talk to your stepmother.
They find her leaving a bar. Danny limps after her.
Why'd you tell the doctor not to talk to us?
Maureen! Where have you been?
Are you moving that way on purpose?
What? No. It's always worse after I've been sitting.
I thought you were mocking me.
You don't walk that way.
I thought it was a bad imitation.
We need to be able to talk to Dr. Soni.
Dr. Soni looks very much like a chum of mine at university who became an art looter, but that's of no use to you.
No.
Absolutely none.
I'll get the information and you can ask me. Email might be best if we're going to be in Rochester.
I'm here. Danny's
here. I'm
here. You need to tell her it's okay to speak to me or Danny or Matt, who's on his way.
Matt's coming?
He texted me. I texted him.
He texted you and you texted
me. Do you think I'm not going to tell you the truth?
I can drive, Maureen.
Jean. You were wearing that same sweater that last time I saw you.
Was I?
Maureen, we've been sitting in that room with him and he's attached to those machines, and there's a drain in his head, and he's unconscious, and we don't know where you are or what's going on. Talk to the doctor!
At the hospital, Matt gets out of his car. He looks around, then presses his key fob as he walks for the doors. In his room, Harold lies hooked to IVs with his head bandaged. Matt sits at his bedside.
Oh, hi. Still sleeping? I'm Pam, the nurse.
Hey, I'm Matt, the son.
Oh, I met your brother and sister.
Half-brother and sister, yeah. Is he okay?
Dr. Soni spoke with your stepmother, and then your siblings, half-siblings, and it's all been cleared up, and she can talk to you freely now.
Oh, okay. How's he doing?
Your father was brought to us the night before last, but because he was taking baby aspirin, which thins the blood, Dr. Soni had to wait until the morning to operate.
What happened?
He had a chronic subdural hematoma, which meant in his case there had been steady bleeding in his head for some time.
How did he get this?
Something like this generally can happen from a fall or if he hit his head.
He fell about 4 months ago. Bruno pulled him onto a path.
Honestly, I'm surprised he had such a delayed response. He must have a real tolerance for discomfort.
Will he be okay?
Well, because he waited so long, there was quite a bit of irritation in the frontal lobe. And now that the pressure's off the brain, it causes severe agitation. The frontal lobe has language, but it's potentially 100% recoverable. He was very responsive this morning. He was identifying objects. I showed him a flashlight. He said, flashlight. Oh, I'll leave you guys.
Oh, thanks, Pam.
Harold wakes.
Hey.
Matt sits beside him.
Do you know my name?
Of course, it's Matthew.
Matt pulls out his phone.
What's this?
BlackBerry.
Yes.
This is...
Harold studies his son, furrowing his brow as he searches for words.
What, Dad?
This. You.
It's okay. We don't have to talk.
I can say it. You're here is what I wanted.
Matt gives a soft smile and nods.
How are you feeling?
I'm happy. I'm happy you're here.
Matt nods, leaning in.
Yeah, I took a red eye when I heard. I'm sorry, we...
He shakes his head, opening and closing his mouth with hesitation.
I'm sorry this happened.
When is my...
Your opening? It's on Monday.
Is that today?
No, today is Wednesday.
Harold eyes him thoughtfully, his lips twitching.
Will it happen?
It will happen, Dad. I don't know if you'll be able to go.
Harold grips his son's hand.
Will you?
Sure, I'll go.
You speak for me.
Yeah, I could say something, yes.
Harold musters a smile.
It's yours.
He lets his weary eyes fall shut.
We made it together.
Later, Matt leaves the room and finds the nurse in the hallway.
I have a meeting in the city which I really need to get to.
Okay.
That's okay, right?
Sure.
I mean, he's okay, right? I'm not abandoning him.
I can't really answer that.
I just have this client meeting.
I understand.
He's okay, right?
I think so, yeah.
I left my number in the room. Call me if anything changes.
Pumping gas on the phone.
Where you are?
I'm in Pittsfield. It's in Massachusetts.
Is that like New York?
Well, it's a different state.
Sunny here. What is it there?
Rainy.
You can't fight the weather. You can fight nights.
Yeah.
And ninjas. Do you know who's good at playing ninjas? Jim.
Who's Jim?
He's the handyman.
I've never heard of Jim.
You used to live here, but you don't anymore. If you did, you would know Jim.
Do you see a lot of Jim?
He comes on weekends. Is this a weekend?
In 3 days, it's a weekend.
3 days, that's 3 weeks.
No, sweetheart, it's 3 days. Does Jim stay over?
No, Jim doesn't sleep. He stays up all night with mommy eating dinner and leaves in the morning.
Hold on a second, I'm getting another call.
Raise your hand if ninjas are your favorite thing.
He does.
Okay, just wait a second,
I'll say
sweetheart.
Bye now.
Hello?
Matt hurries back to Harold's room. Danny and Jean lean over their father.
Maybe if he hears it.
Danny, stop. It doesn't help. Do you know who this is?
It's all right.
Do you remember when you said Danny?
You have to stop giving him the answers.
It's all right.
Who's this?
It's all right.
Oh, no.
It's Matt. He just got here.
Stop giving him the answers.
So, how we doing?
It's all right.
A nurse.
Where's Pam?
Pam Ingalls or Pam Chin?
I don't know. I was just here and he knew what a BlackBerry was and could say my name and everything. We talked about his show.
You were here? Where were you?
Sometimes it can take a little while to come back from these surgeries.
No, he was already back.
I'm sorry. Who are you? Who is everybody? I just got here.
Where is kids?
Where's Pam?
I wasn't here, so I don't know.
I was. That's what I'm telling you.
Why didn't you call us? Where'd you go?
I was heading back to the city for a meeting, and I turned around when Pam called.
Sometimes tiredness can cause this, and his blood pressure
is quite high. This isn't tiredness. Something's wrong. Can't we find Pam?
No, I'm the charge nurse.
You were here, why didn't you call us?
Because it never occurred to me.
Where's Dr. Sony?
She's on her rounds.
Something is happening to my father. I want Pam!
Okay, you're gonna have to stop shouting.
I'm sorry, he's just emotional.
I'm not emotional, Danny, I want Pam!
Right now we're waiting for a neurologist to read his EEG for brainwave activity.
When will that happen?
I don't know, it's being read in India.
Oh, because of why?
In the meantime, I'm gonna give him Lotensin for his high blood pressure. I'll be right back.
He leaves.
He's giving him Lotensin. What did he get for his blood pressure before?
The other nurse came by. She did something.
Yeah, she seemed to know.
Did you write it down?
I can't remember.
Me neither.
From now on, everything gets written down. Do you understand?
It's one thing. You can read what the number is now. He's alive. Jesus, these people do this for a living.
These people change every 5 minutes. If we're not paying attention, he might die. Do you understand that?
I do.
Jesus.
I'll write everything down.
Everything?
Yeah.
I got it.
Sorry.
It's okay!
Danny sulks in a chair.
It's nice to see you, Matt.
In Dr. Sony's office, the siblings furiously take notes.
The lost speech could be because of frequent or partial seizures. An up and down is common, but this is more of a down than expected. If it was his heart, we'd shock him out of it, but you can't shock the brain in these cases, so we need to quiet the brain.
All three flip pages.
We're putting him in a barbiturate coma with a combination of propofol and pentobarbital or phenobarbital, probably pento. I want to be aggressive.
Will he be okay?
Think of it like shutting down a computer and then restarting. Or, if you're a Luddite like me, like a grain of sand becoming a pearl.
Will he be okay?
Well, it's not what we'd hope at this stage. Because he'll be completely sedated, we'll need to intubate. I want you to know we're doing our very best. We want to see your father walking out of here soon.
Thank you, Dr. Soni.
Now, I'm going to be on vacation for 3 weeks starting tomorrow.
What? What?
Really?
Are you serious?
You'll be in very good care. Dr. Brotman will be taking over.
Dr.
Do you
Brotman.
Have to go? Can't you just push
me? We need you here.
God, no. My husband will divorce me. We're going to China.
You're putting our dad in a coma and then leaving us?
It's not like that, Matt. It's not, right, Dr. Soni? It's not like that?
Well, technically, yes. It's that.
You can't do that
First
to us.
Pam, now you.
Can we get Pam back at least?
I'm not in charge of the nurse assignment.
Hi, Dr. Soni.
Hi, Dr. Liu.
Shouldn't you be packing for China?
It doesn't feel fair, Dr. Soni, that you can just live your life normally while our dad is lying here.
Maybe it isn't.
Later.
I'm going to stay a few days until Dad's opening.
Stay with us at Maureen's house.
Okay.
Dad says you started your own company.
Yeah, a couple other guys and me
How's
decided
that work?
To...
You just tell your boss, like, I'm going to start
Well,
my...
I was one of the partners, so I didn't technically right. have a boss.
No.
I understand.
So you got a better offer?
No, there were no offers. That's what was so scary. We were creating our own opportunity.
Because you wanted something smaller.
Bigger. Many of the firm's clients came with us.
Which was surprising.
No, we expect it. We can't legally ask clients to come with us.
But they don't have much choice.
It's totally their choice.
No, I know. Because you have their money.
Well, their money is with the firm, but their money is in investments.
I understand.
Bank.
My buddy Ptolemy, who lives across the street, or lived across the street from
Dad told me about your Karen.
Ptolemy is like you. He
Sorry.
Works in
also,
arbitrage.
Yeah, that's not what I do.
No, I wasn't saying. But Ptolemy said that the system is rigged from the inside.
That's not entirely true.
But mostly.
So, this is an exciting time
How's
for me.
How's your boy?
Good. Victoria and I are having some problems.
I never met her. Karen and I separated.
I know. I just said I was sorry.
Did you? I'm sorry, too.
I liked Eliza's movie.
She sent it to you?
Are you limping?
Yes.
It's always stiff after I've been sitting.
You should see the other dog.
What?
Nothing.
I borrowed an old cane from Maureen's dead ex-husband, but it's really not necessary. I keep it in the car. I'm telling you.
At Maureen's country house, Danny carries Matt's printer inside.
It's tax season.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a step.
Thank you.
Gene, there's a step.
I left the necks on for those of you who are feeling adventurous.
And they
eating dinner.
They net whole trees and they just take all of the little birds and they just deep fry them and just... It's very sad. There are no little birds left.
Matt forces himself to swallow on a walk.
Knicks has always sort of been at that point where they're just one player away.
Yeah.
Knicks need a point guard.
Yeah.
I'll take two.
Playing cards.
Would you fuck Pam?
I would.
Matt and Danny stare.
Just kidding.
Jean swigs her beer with photo albums.
You think I never took a photo of me as a child?
You were both such middle-aged men in the making.
Around the piano.
Don't look at your shoes. Don't look at the sky. Say it with confidence and look him in the eye.
My Ren.
The siblings peruse a gift shop. At Harold's bedside, Danny sleeps in a chair with his feet propped on another chair. The foot chair moves, jostling him awake. Then he drifts off. Jean arrives.
Danny. The night nurse today is rich. He's okay. He doesn't know anything. Dad's blood pressure is 178.
Matt relieves Jean.
His blood pressure dropped, so they put him on a Levofed drip, but that's hard on his kidney, so...
Matt does taxes as nurses study a menu.
It's a little gooey. Freaking out. Do I want meatballs? Do I want meatballs?
The siblings talk to a doctor.
And overnight, he contracted sepsis. Is a full body inflammation. Fortunately, the longer he's here, the more susceptible he is to infection.
What about his brain? Do we have an EEG?
This is a different unit. We're in the ICU. I don't have those answers as of yet.
So now we're in the right unit to treat his sepsis, but the wrong unit to treat his head?
They have a call into a neurologist. People rarely come in on the weekends.
Do people not generally get sick on weekends?
We're working on getting you those answers. This is a helpful summary. The conversations you might want to have.
End of life comes.
They stare at pamphlets about end-of-life caregiving, then hug Eliza at a train station. Maureen shows up to a meeting.
These are things we suggest you say to your father before it's too late. I love you.
I'm sorry.
I forgive you. Forgive me.
Sorry.
Thank you. Goodbye.
She joins the rest of the family at a table. Now Eliza sets her phone on a portable speaker in Harold's hospital room.
Don't leave like this when I played it once.
The siblings look on as she gazes tearfully at her grandfather, then sits at his bedside.
I thought I'd go to the Whitney. Ask to see a sculpture. It's not lost.
Danny somberly shakes his head. In the cafeteria, Matt and Eliza on FaceTime.
We just got on the phone.
Hi, Tony. Remember me? We've never actually met.
This is Eliza, your cousin. Wait. Oh, shit.
I'm oddly growing fond of this cafeteria, like I'd almost come here just any way to eat.
How's your boy?
He fucking gets in his head. He's always hanging up on me now.
Call him back.
I don't want to call him back. It makes me feel bad.
He's 5 years old. They hate phones. Eliza, when you were that age, you'd never talk on the phone.
She makes it too difficult. I don't know, sometimes I think maybe I'd sit this kid out and start another family. Then he finds me at 21. Let him come to me.
This is not a girl you're trying to trick into dating you.
Dad, your limp is worse.
It's always stiff after I've been sitting.
I was looking online. It could be your hip.
It could be.
It's my back.
I should get you checked out.
Yeah, Dad.
I don't have time to see a doctor now. Where'd you get the manicotti?
Already had a doctor.
You really should, Dan.
I know what it is, okay?
What is it?
I basically know.
Dad, you gotta deal with it.
I know, I've been telling him that.
Dan, I mean, look at Dad.
Right?
He ignored his thing.
Just let me eat my fucking banana, okay? Call your son.
Wearing jogging clothes, Matt stretches at the end of the driveway as Maureen pulls in.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Maureen.
Her car drifts off the driveway into the lawn, then slowly drives directly into a tree.
Maureen?
In the house, Maureen ices her head.
It's a shame that Dad is going to miss the opening tomorrow. He was really looking forward to it.
Dad asked me to say something. I was going to ask Danny and Jean, too.
He would never have expected you to have shown up. We were trying to figure it out. Have you ever even been to this house before?
No.
He pours two drinks.
The dad always hoped for a visit, but I guess you always had a lot to do in the city when you came to town, and us not being the A-list parents and all. Danny and Jean, of course, are here all the time, but that's less exciting for the dad.
I reached out to some of his old friends who were going to come visit.
Well, I hope they understand they'll be looking at a sleeping man. Hello, Andy Warhol.
I explained that in so many words.
I spoke to Dr. Jeeber, the neurologist. Who seems very knowledgeable, but has no upper lip to speak of. And if Harold survives the infection, they have no idea what person will be in there when he wakes up. Maybe he'll be Brad Pitt or Neruda or Joe the Plumber.
She sips her vodka.
I just want him to be Harold.
Have you looked over the documents I sent you?
Yes. And given where we are with the dad, and the Manhattan House is more than we need right now. I've taken your counsel, and I think selling the house and the art to James and Brian is the right thing to do. So I signed the places that you marked for me.
Great, and it's done.
Some of those pieces are quite large. How will they be displayed?
She goes to the freezer.
Well, you know, James's family owns a series of retirement communities around the country, and they're going to donate the art to these facilities as a write-off.
Oh. Okay. I can't believe Danny is happy about that. And Jean, who knows what Jean feels about anything.
Well, with Dad's illness, I thought I'd wait till after the show to tell them anything. Just, I don't know, there's just been so much going on.
Really, they have no power anyway. I don't know what happened to them as children. Harold says he tried his best, but they're really such disappointments.
Nobody took care of them.
I say that as a disappointment myself. I was neglected, too, during my childhood. It's funny. I was never interested in having kids. Maybe once. No, not even once.
Eliza texted she came early to be with Dad.
She texted you.
The curator is meeting us at BART at 1, so let's get Eliza, say our goodbyes to Dad, and get on the road.
Oh, good. Paul came.
Paul Epstein. I always liked Paul.
He uses a cane.
Man, he's gotten older.
I'm glad Dad still has friends. I'm gonna go say hi.
Jean, remember Paul and Lori? Jean?
They turn to see her sprinting into the woods.
I don't think I've ever seen Jean run.
Yeah, that's how she runs.
In parentheses, Jean's story. Matt and Danny stand with her in the woods.
You remember that summer I visited Dad on Martha's Vineyard? Dad never invited me or Danny
never.
To the summer places. But that summer, I was a camp counselor at French Woods in Vermont.
Is that
Vermont.
The one with Alyssa Lertz?
No, that was Thoreau. I was only at this one for one summer. And I had 2 days off, and I called him, and he couldn't say no. He must have gotten permission from your mother. It wasn't as convenient as I had thought. I had to take 2 buses and a ferry. When I arrived, nobody met me. I hitchhiked to the other side of the island. When I got to the house, it was already night. The adults were all going out for dinner. Dad and your mom and LJ and Maya and Paul and Lori. Julia said something about me having my bags in the way. They were happy to have a babysitter, so they left me with the kids. You were there, Matthew, and Loretta, and some other kids I didn't know. We watched Three's Company on TV. The next day, Dad played tennis and worked in his studio. I went down to the beach with the kids. I got to swim in the ocean, which was really special for me. I loved that. Later, I showered in the outdoor shower with my suit on, and I realized someone was watching me. It was Paul. He smiled at me almost politely, and then he lowered his tight bathing suit, took out his penis, and started stroking it.
Paul did?
Oh, God.
I watched him until he finished, and then he walked away.
Did you tell anyone?
I told Dad that night. He asked if Paul had touched me, and I said no. He thought we should probably just leave it then. They were going back to the city soon anyway. But that if Paul did it again, he'd punch him in the nose. The next day, when I was leaving, I looked around for Dad to say goodbye, but he was playing tennis. I thought about telling your mom, Matthew, but I was afraid she'd get angry at me. I remember crying on my way to the ferry.
Jean, can I ask you a question? Why do you always show up for Dad? Why are you always here?
She shrugs.
Because I'm a decent person. Even though he never took care of us, it's what you do. Besides, I like hanging out with you guys.
Danny and Matt trade a look, then slowly step in for a hug. She shrugs them off.
I'm going for a smoke.
The half-brothers trail the feeble Paul and his nurse down a hallway.
Do we kick the shit out of him? He's 80. Kill him. That's true. We'll hurt him very badly.
Neither of us could take that nurse.
That's for sure. I'm gonna spit on him.
No. I know what to do.
They hurry off. In the parking lot, Matt finds a big stick. He peers around, then smacks it against Paul's car.
Ow! But good, too. You gotta try this.
Danny uses his cane.
Shit! This is Maureen's dead ex-husband's cane.
He whacks it against the hood over and over as Matt kicks off a side mirror and bashes out a headlight. Danny jumps weakly on the hood as Matt slaps at the fuel door.
Ah! Ah.
Matt tries to wedge his stick in the gas tank as Danny struggles to yank off a windshield wiper. He gets it off and throws it. As he tries to pry off the license plate, Matt lobs a rock at the car, but it bounces off. He gets another one.
I've never done anything like this.
Me neither.
The rock shatters the windshield.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, what's that? Blood? Who's bleeding?
I don't see it.
Your hand.
Oh, yeah. Your face.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That felt great.
I don't know why we don't do that more.
Pam? Pam!
It's her.
It's Pam!
It's her!
They both awkwardly hug Pam.
So last night his blood pressure was 173, but they gave him hydralazine.
And an extra dose of Lopressor.
And we got it down to 155.
Oh, good.
Oh, that sounds okay. Yeah, he's also on Keppra and morphine.
It's in our notes.
He has sepsis, Pam.
Oh. Yeah,
that was after the coma.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Drug-induced phenobarbital.
Pento, actually.
I thought it was phenobarbital.
What does it matter? We don't know what either of them are anyway.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure to look him in.
So good to see you. Please, come back to our unit.
Are you bleeding?
Yes. Yeah. Hey.
They both hug her again.
I am too, Pam.
They head off.
How's Dr. Soni? Still on vacation?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Okay, say hi. That was nice.
Awesome.
Eliza and Paul with Harold.
I'll be back in 2 weekends. Okay, I love you. I forgive you. Forgive me.
Come on.
We should be getting on too.
No. Could you stay at least 10 or 15 minutes more, you think?
Is that Harold's brothers?
His sons, Danny and Matthew.
You look just like him.
Paul's nurse.
Are you bleeding?
Come on.
What's going on?
Go tell Gene. Just run.
Running?
Run. Run.
Gene in the parking lot.
Smashed it.
What?
He has dementia.
We thought you'd be happy.
Why would I be happy about this? You smashed a sick old man's car.
His dementia?
Yeah. Let's get you a bandage.
I don't want a bandage. I want to let it bleed. Let's go to Bard.
He has dementia.
Well, he didn't have dementia when he molested Gene.
He didn't molest me.
But let's not minimize it, Gene. What he did was shitty and damaging. And I don't know, the same asshole's in there somewhere, right? Beneath the dementia.
I'm glad you guys feel better. Unfortunately, I'm still fucked up.
You want to take a swing?
I could smash every car in this parking lot and burn the hospital down and it wouldn't unfuck me up. You guys will never understand what it's like to be me in this family. Let's go to Bard.
At the gallery, a tag marks Harold's 1-foot-tall abstract bronze piece called Matthew. Matt smiles at a woman as Danny walks up.
This toast is really stressing me out. Gene, you sure you don't want to say anything?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Matt shows 2 pills.
I've had these for a while, but I think they're still good. You want one?
What'll it do to me?
It'll either bring you up or down. Hopefully down, I guess.
Someone took a bite already.
That was me. I had a crumb when I last saw Dad.
Oh, okay. What'll it do to you then?
It made me annoyed at Dad. I don't know.
Danny plucks one off of Matt's palm, and they swallow them, chasing with wine. Danny notices a guy putting his arm around Eliza.
What about Marcus?
They broke up.
How do you know that?
This woman keeps smiling at me. I'm getting real energy from her.
She's walking over here.
Look okay?
Yeah, you look handsome.
He sets his wine by the sculpture.
Are you Harold Meyerowitz's son, Matthew?
Yes. Mrs. Danny, also... Harold Meyerowitz's son.
I just wanted to say your father was a huge influence on me. He was a great teacher. He found a way to make everything sound interesting.
Oh.
I met my husband, Gary, in his class. It was important for us to be here when we heard he was sick. He spoke about you a lot. He was very proud of you. I didn't realize he had 2 sons.
And a daughter.
Is that Matt and Danny?
LJ.
They hug.
I was in Madrid when I heard. I felt so damn heartbroken to hear about the old man.
Thanks, LJ.
Yeah.
How's he doing? Where is he? I'm coming to visit.
He's kind of in a coma right now in Pittsfield.
I don't give a shit. Let's go tonight.
And he has sepsis.
It's the fucking hospital. It'll kill you. We gotta get him out of there.
He'd love if you came, even if he'll have no idea. We'll take pictures.
We'll take pictures. Yeah.
Where's Loretta?
Her daughter. Got... chicken pox, so she had to stay in town. She was very disappointed.
Oh, that's too bad.
I never got chicken pox.
You should call her, Dan. I know she'd like to see you.
I'm going to.
And you like her boyfriend, too. He's a good man. He's a screenwriter.
Congratulations on the show.
Outside.
Saw it.
Should have never left that opening at MoMA. It was just Dad. Felt obligated.
You thought you were doing the right thing.
You would have stayed.
Probably would have, yeah, but I would have felt bad about it. But it's a good lesson. Dad can take care of himself. You have to take care of yourself.
No, he can't, Matt. That's why he's where he is now. I should have been able to tell something was wrong. I just thought he was getting old.
Shit, I yelled at him. Guy was suffering, and I screamed at him on the street. There's no catharsis in shouting at an old person who's dying.
Do you think he's gonna die?
Hey, Dad. I want you to meet someone. This is Robin.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Hey, I'm Matt.
Hi.
Eliza speaks very highly of you.
Oh, okay. You speak highly of me?
You know what he means.
Eliza, you've had two wines already. Don't have a beer, too?
I can handle it.
Eliza, it's not good to mix wine and beer. You'll feel cruddy tomorrow, I'm telling you.
I've done it before, Dad.
Maybe she's right. Maybe she has a constitution that can handle the grape and the grain.
Please, just stay out of it.
Matt's right. I have the fortitude for it.
I'm telling you, you'll feel like crap.
She takes a long swig. Danny grabs the beer and throws it.
What the fuck, man?
Eliza and Robin leave.
What does it matter if she drinks wine and beer?
Stop interfering with my parenting, Matt!
She's 18. What parenting do you need to do here? She's just a person now.
This is something I do, and I'm quite good at it, okay? She and I have a very good relationship when you're not around, so stop ganging up on me!
Sorry.
He pats his shoulder.
You know, I've enjoyed hanging out recently.
Yeah, me too. You know, I wanted to apologize for a long time.
For what?
I'm pissed at myself because when Dad kicked me out of the house and I moved back in with my mom, you really made an effort to hang out and I kind of blew you off. I feel like I fucked that up. I think it's really my fault we're not close.
It's hard to be around Dad and your mom at that time. They were both so critical and I was just failing.
You should go back in for our toast.
Are you disappointed in me?
What? No. No.
I know Dad is, but I thought maybe also you were critical of me for quitting piano and...
No, no. You were my big brother. I looked up to you.
I quit because it was my protest, okay?
Okay, like McEnroe.
And also because it was like walking barefoot through broken glass to get a milkshake. I love the milkshake, but you know, my feet were bleeding.
I can understand that.
Can you? Because my feeling about you is you can't. It's not your fault. But, like Dad, you make me feel really bad about myself.
I'm sorry.
I said it's not your fault.
Let's go.
Matt starts inside.
Can I ask you something?
What?
A few years ago, when Karen and I had you over to our house when you were in town, I didn't hear from you afterwards. Maybe it was because Karen and I insulted you in some way, or Karen maybe had too much grappa.
No, it was nice. I went back to L.A.
Were you bored? Most people find us interesting enough. We've had no complaints.
Nothing like that. It's just life. It's not more than that.
Well, even in life, you can make an effort. Write an email on one of your phones. You say you feel guilt, but...
I'm here now. I'm in fucking Rhinebeck. I was just in Pittsfield. I've
been here.
But you
have to come to that. And if Dad survives, you'll go back to L.A. and I'll be taking care of him for a very long time.
We'll all help out.
No, we won't all. It'll be me and Gene. And mainly me.
I'll come more often.
You made your priorities clear.
I'm tired of apologizing for doing well.
Ptolemy always asks me why you never talk Dad's work up to your wealthy clients. He says you could be really helpful. It's all about perception. Your Dad's a good artist, you know. There's no reason he's not as well-known as LJ.
Maybe it's not my responsibility to help Dad. Maybe that.
No, it's what you do.
And also, maybe he's not so great. Maybe he's undiscovered for a reason. Maybe that. Truth is, we don't know, Danny, because we were brainwashed.
Why are you so angry at him anyways? He loves everything you do.
Oh, does he? He doesn't tell me that.
He tells me! I should be the one who's angry at him. I should hate him for treating me and Gene like second-class citizens.
Then why don't you? You should.
Matt walks back to him.
Listen, you and Gene are going to get some money. We got a great deal on the house and all the art, and I'm going to give you both my share. It doesn't make up for everything, but you guys really deserve this.
Dad said this was a family discussion. Wait, did this happen already?
Yes, it's done.
No, he told me we decide together. And you do this? When he can't say anything, he told me, Matt, you weren't there.
If we didn't do something, we'd be spending the next few years throwing his work into dumpsters. This way we get something for it.
I don't care about the money, that house, that work means something to me.
You should embrace this. I should be the one who cares. I grew up there, it's my house. I should care.
Then why don't you?
Because I don't know. You're probably right, I should care. But this makes sense.
How could you do this to him? Who could even dream up such a plan?
Me, it's what I do for a living.
Danny shoves him. Matt gets his footing and shoves Danny back.
Ptolemy says you guys make yourself indispensable to vulnerable
rich
people.
Why don't you tell me more about my business, Danny? I really want to know what you or Dad or fucking Ptolemy thinks about what I do every day for a living.
He shoves Danny, and Danny shoves him back.
Ow! You kicked me in the shin! I was disappointed in you for quitting piano.
Danny slaps at him wildly.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I know it's hard. It's hard for all of us. Get it together.
You are doing with Tony just what Dad did with me and Gene.
Ow.
He slaps Danny and falls. Then they wrestle on the grass. Later, attendees gather around as Matt reads from note cards, disheveled, with blood dripping from his nose.
We want to thank Bard for making this show happen and thank many of you for making the trip. My dad and I'm sure every artist involved in the show would be really pleased.
Eliza and Gene signal for him to wipe his bloody nose.
My father was a teacher here for 33 years, so this is particularly special for him. And this piece is special for me as it's called Matthew. My father tells a story of how this piece came to be, how I would sit on the hardwood floor of his studio getting nails in my ass and hand him tools and make suggestions, and he would let me help or let me think I was helping. And when it was done, he'd said we'd made it together, even though I don't remember it. But I remember that feeling of being very proud, you know, of wanting to be an artist like my dad. And that was a good way to feel.
The rest of the family watches amid the crowd as Matt chokes up, staring off.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm I've just been angry at him for so much of my adult life.
Tearfully, he shakes his head.
I guess I was trying to outrun him. But I didn't. I'm still his son. And, I've given away his life's work. I'm sorry. And if Dad doesn't make it, he and I aren't okay. We never got to be okay. Dad, you want to say a few words?
Yes. Thank you, Matthew.
Approaching, Danny startles. Matt hands Danny the mic, and Gene and Eliza lead him away as Danny paces nervously.
Why don't you sit here? You have to bear with me. Not a good speaker, and also I've never done it. It's something I've gone through great pains to avoid. When I used to perform music in front of an audience, it's too excruciating. The reward wasn't, just wasn't worth the self-hatred. Not to mention, unlike my brother Matthew, I find this particular piece to be painful because it was during a time I wasn't really speaking with my dad. He had just left my mom and Jean and me and remarried Matthew's mother, whom we really did not like. Again, unlike Matt, I was not included in the art making process. It was not mine too. This piece isn't called Danny. In fact, there are no Dannys.
Or Jeans.
Hey, some of you know my father is in a hospital in Pittsfield right now. And we don't know how that's going to go. Our doctor's in China. And the only really good nurse we had got reassigned to a different floor. Maybe I need to believe my dad was a genius, because I don't want his life to be worthless. And if he isn't a great artist, that means he was just a prick. But I think the work's good. I think it deserved more attention than it got. I think that's true. Matt?
Matt shrugs, his head hanging.
I wish he had more success, because that would have made his life easier, even if that kind of thing doesn't ultimately mean much. I don't know. LJ?
I don't know either. If I did, I'd tell you.
Also, I'm really proud of my daughter, Eliza, who's a freshman here, and really a talented filmmaker.
She turns away embarrassed as her friends applaud.
Thank you.
An underlined heading, early and late Meyerowitz. Text reads, Eliza liked kissing Robin the best, more than Marcus even. Sporting a short haircut, Eliza makes out with Robin on the sidewalk, then holds hands with him as they cross a busy New York City street to a hospital. From his bed, Danny plays cards with Jean.
How are you feeling?
Wow, look at this.
Oh. I love your hair.
It's Robin cut it.
Oh. I wish I had guts to do it.
Do it. Robin will do it right now.
Yeah, I've got scissors in my bag.
Okay.
How's the hip?
I'm bionic now. That's a reference for Jean only.
You know what bionic is?
I don't.
It's a show. It taught me well.
A film.
With a head full of dreams and a backpack filled with candy, I set out on my journey.
She hitchhikes naked.
Sometimes when you least expect it,
I'm going my way.
You may meet a new friend.
In the woods, she has sex with someone in a fox mask. At night, a gaudily dressed woman with a rabbit.
Jean, that's you with the rabbit.
Shh, you're gonna miss it.
Kiss. Slap. Something changed inside me. That day.
Eliza's the fox.
The end?
Jean, you were so good.
She's got real chops.
I was well-edited.
That's wonderful, honey. I don't know that I've seen a sex scene shot quite like that before.
I used deliberately very harsh, direct light. I wanted to appear very unattractive.
Wonderful mise-en-scene.
For my Jeopardy parody I did at my office, we just had to use the overhead fluorescents.
Yours had wonderful mise-en-scene as well, Jean.
Thanks.
And this is your best yet, Eliza.
Thanks, Dad. I've made 8 more since then.
I'm in 5 of them.
She smiles in a haircut matching Eliza's. Now, Matthew arrives at Maureen's.
Bruno!
Did you hit traffic? We were expecting you earlier.
I brought lunch.
The dad is being very stubborn. I can't get him to do any of his exercises.
How's he doing?
Well, the earliest appointment we can get with the neurologist is next month. It's a lot for me to do by myself here. Oh, fortunately, we got a little more money from the sale. Oh, James sent photos of one of the sculptures in the retirement home in Arizona. They look quite stunning. I have to say, I was very surprised that you tried to stop the deal after all the trouble you went through setting it up.
I just thought... I changed my mind.
Well, it was my decision, as I'm next of kin. It's too late now. I found these in the dad's things. I think they're yours.
They're Danny's.
I just have to finish filling out these insurance forms, which seem to be written in a foreign language.
Maureen, why don't you ask me? Somebody in my company will do that.
Oh, I don't like to ask for help.
He pockets the sunglasses as she cries.
Let me do it, okay?
But it's a big day. It's the dad's first meal off of the feeding tube. He's very excited that you brought lunch. He's watching CCM.
Hey, Dad.
Harold sits in an armchair.
Hi.
What are you watching?
I don't know.
He wears a sweatshirt and stocking cap.
In these 30s movies, the men wore tuxedos all the time. Things have gotten much more casual.
Maybe they dressed up because they lived shorter lives back then. They wanted to celebrate life.
Maureen and Harold eat takeout on a sofa bed.
We spent 3 hours today at Goodwill. The dad had a funny joke.
What was that? Oh.
I'll set you up again. We spent 3 hours today at Goodwill.
Which pretty much destroyed mine.
Ah, that's good, Dad.
Thank you.
Matt leans in.
You should see the other dog.
That's true. The dad got very impatient. As we were handing over the boxes, I saw that I had accidentally included my good walk, and I hesitated. Then I thought, I haven't made Chinese food in 10 years. I'm not going to make Chinese food again. But you have your idea of yourself. And you want to hold on to that.
You okay?
Yes.
Dad, take it easy.
We just got you out of the hospital. We don't want you to go back.
It was very unpleasant in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was there for a couple of months.
I know.
Marina's been my savior.
Harold, you're getting brown sauce all over the sheets.
No, you're just rubbing it in. Matt, could you help the dad get ready for his nap?
Sure. Gonna try to visit more. It's hard because Tony starts kindergarten this year and I want to be there for that. But I want to be here more.
LJ's coming for lunch in a couple of weeks. You should come for that. He left me a very effusive message about my show. And someone wrote a rave on my Google. It was very inspired of you to set that up.
Dean and Danny organized it, Dad.
Is that right? But you made the sale.
Yeah, that was me. I bought a piece back from Brian and James. It's the piece from the show, Matthew. Because Matthew and we did it together.
He shuts the curtains.
Thank you for letting me be a part of your process. It had a big effect on me, Dad. Your confidence was contagious. And I think that's why I'm able to do what I do now.
I remember I made Matthew in 1966, the year the Whitney bought my piece.
It couldn't have been 1966.
It was. I didn't work in bronze after that.
I wasn't born yet.
Oh. Well, that's right, isn't it? Then it couldn't have been you watching me, could it? Maybe it was your brother.
Matthew freezes.
You should have called it Danny.
You're right. I should have. I'm going to go to sleep now.
Matt takes a pillow and helps Harold settle in.
It's okay if you want to sit here longer while I fall asleep.
Sure.
He pulls the blanket up around Harold's shoulders, then notices the scar running along his scalp under his gray hair. He leans down to kiss it. He studies his resting father.
I love you, Dad.
Love you.
Danny wakes up in his hospital bed to find Matt in a chair doing paperwork.
All right, my brother.
My brother.
Thanks for paying for this. The private room is, it's not necessary.
I can get work done this way.
How is Dad?
Oh, I don't know. Still Dad.
You know, I said goodbye to him so many times in my head. It's strange in a way I wasn't prepared for him to survive.
Well, now we'll know what to do the next time. Three of us had a real rhythm going.
I just don't want to have to speak publicly again. You know, sometimes I wish Dad had done one horrible, unforgivable thing, something specific I could be angry about. But it isn't one thing. It's tiny things every day. It's drip, drip, drip.
Sorry I couldn't stop the house and the art from being sold. In the end, Maureen was determined.
I'm over it.
I'm not.
He puts down his papers and brings over the sunglasses.
I think these are your Hornets.
I thought those were yours.
Maybe they were mine.
No, I think you're right. They're
I'm
mine.
Remembering now owning them.
No, they look like a pair I probably
no,
had.
I think, no, you're right. They were mine.
Give me them.
Danny puts them on.
Oh, you can have them anyway.
Can you help me walk?
Nurse is supposed to be here to do it, but I get antsy.
Hey, I loved Eliza's new movie.
It's good, right?
You've done a great job with her.
Thanks.
They walk the hall.
You know, I'm glad she likes you so much.
Hey, when you get out of here, you want to come to L.A.?
Oh, I love Los Angeles. I haven't been there, but I love it.
You can stay with me, see what you think. I don't know. Weather's nice. Could get you a ticket in a couple of weeks.
I don't know. I think I should stay and help Maureen with Dad. I have sympathy for her, but I don't trust her.
Well, if you change your mind. I was going to stay here longer, but I think I should leave tonight and get back to Tony.
Oh, yeah. Go be with your boy. Thanks for, you know, taking care of me.
Matt smiles to himself as they walk. Now, Danny serves Harold at the kitchen table.
Maureen went into town for groceries a few hours ago.
The famous blueberry pancakes.
I don't know what she could be doing.
How's her drinking?
I made her a deal. I said we'd put in a pool if she stopped drinking.
Ah.
You know, since the Bard show, Matthew's personally invested in a piece of mine.
You should have seen Matt, Dad. When you were sick, he was there the whole time. He really whipped us into shape.
I think you and Gene should look into getting me a solo show. That would really put me back on the map.
You know, we were all there the whole time.
Every time I turn on TCM, it's Meet Me in St. Louis. What's on the premium channels?
It was rough there for a minute. We thought we might lose you.
Something called Sex Tape on Stars. You know anything about that?
Not really.
Should we try it?
Danny nods unenthusiastically as Harold sits without eating his pancake.
Maureen is leaving for Cuba on Monday. I thought he could stay with me while she's away.
You know, Matt invited me to L.A.
I'm still recovering. I could really use the help.
Have you ever been to L.A.?
You're still recovering, too. And you know, we've got the premium channels now. We got the Knicks.
I know. I lived here when you were in the hospital. You'll have a nurse with you.
You know, I really need you to stay with me. I'm asking you to do this, please. You know, I don't like asking for things. I need you, Danny.
Danny taps his cane.
Okay.
I think there's still some of Gene's cookies in the dining room, if you take a look.
Danny sits, then immediately stands. He takes the untouched pancake into the kitchen.
I'll take you to lunch next week at Baba Louie's, which is the best pizza in the Berkshires. Maybe the best pizza, period.
Okay, thanks.
Pick a day. Except Saturday, LJ's coming up for lunch, so you'll need to find something else to do. But you could go to a movie, or I think there's bowling.
He smashes the plate of cookies.
Sorry.
Danny, what are you doing?
Sorry, Dad. I didn't think that would be so loud.
See if you can rescue some of the cookies from the porcelain.
I'm leaving now, Dad. I'm going to drive back to the city. You'll be here, right?
Yeah.
The nurse.
I'll clean this up. Don't worry. And then I'm going to L.A. to see Matthew. I love you. I forgive you. Forgive me. Thank you. Goodbye.
Danny rides in the back of a town car.
Flight leaves at 4:30. You think we'll be okay?
Yeah, traffic is fine, and you're flying business class, so the check-in should be quicker.
I never flown business class. I've never done business. My brother had miles.
Well, this is a good time to go to the airport. If it's coming back, that's the problem. I'll probably get stuck in that traffic on the way back.
Can you wait for 1 second?
As Danny puts on the sunglasses, he spots Loretta and gets out.
Loretta!
Danny! Oh, my God, I'm just consulting for someone around the corner. I went to get a tea. What are you doing in Stuytown?
I was going for a ride with my chauffeur. No, I'm kidding. I'm on my way out to the coast.
Coast?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, really?
Yeah, that's the town car. Matt got it for me. I usually take the A train. No, this is not representative of where I am in my life. Yeah, going to stay with him for a while.
Oh, that's nice. What's his cane?
Oh, this is a affectation I'm trying. No, new hip.
Oh, wow. Dan, are you okay?
Yeah, better. I try my best to ignore it, but the hip went out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How's your dad?
He's okay. He's out of the hospital.
Oh, that's great. My dad was worried.
Yeah, he's better health-wise. Otherwise, he's the same.
Sometimes they're just the same, aren't they?
Yeah, he's still waiting for his life to begin.
Oh, no, but he's done so well, don't you think?
I don't know. Has he?
He has. He taught all those years at Bard. I used to love to hear him talk about art. He did good work. His kids are great. It's a shame he can't feel that way.
LJ mentioned you were seeing a screenwriter.
Oh, yeah, that didn't take. You know, after my divorce, I don't know what I'm doing.
I won't be leaving New York for good. I'll be back.
That's what everyone says who goes to L.A. Then it's 20 years later.
I'll see you in 20 years.
Okay, bye.
No, I have to come back for Eliza's freshman film festival anyways in a month.
Can I come?
Yeah. It's at Bard.
I'd love to come.
It's not unpornographic, I'm warning you.
I'm in the art world. I've seen it all.
She's really talented, I think. I think she's got something.
I'm sure she does. It's a talented family.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Danny nods with a hopeful smile. A building sign reads Whitney Museum of American Art. Eliza tugs Robin's hand as they head inside. In a sprawling storage room, row after row of crates of all sizes are stacked with arrows pointing up. Each crate is labeled with artists' names and the titles of their pieces. Eliza Eliza and Robin follow a museum employee with a document slowly down one of the rows.
Here it is.
The employee shows them a small crate stacked on a larger one beneath a shelf of more crates. Eliza slows and crouches down to look. She smiles proudly.
This is him.
That's so cool.
She straightens the corner of the label that reads Harold Meyerowitz, Abstraction Number 7. Credits appear over black. Written and directed by Noah Baumbach. Produced by Scott Rudin, PGA, Noah Baumbach, PGA, Lila Yacoub, PGA, and Eli Bush, PGA. Director of Photography, Robbie Ryan, BSC. Production designer, Gerald Sullivan.
Everyone is gone away.
Editor, Jennifer Lame. Costume designer, Joseph Gialisi. Music composed and performed by Randy Newman. Music supervisor, George Draculius. Re-recording mixer, Paul Hsu. Casting by Douglas Ibell, CSA, and Francine Maisler, CSA.
Can you hear me?
Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, Dustin Hoffman, Emma Thompson, Elizabeth Marvel, Grace Van Patten. Co-starring Candace Bergen, Adam Driver, Judd Hirsch, Rebecca Miller, and Matthew Shear. A Netflix original film, in association with IAC Films. A film by Noah Baumbach.
Look who's come to say goodbye.
The Meyerowitz Stories, new and selected. More credits roll. Unit production managers Lila Yacoub and Georgina Marquis. First assistant director Karen Kane. Second assistant director Matt Lake. Adam Sandler as Danny. Grace Van Patten as Eliza. Dustin Hoffman as Harold. Elizabeth Marvel as Jean. Emma Thompson as Maureen. Danny Flaherty as Marcus. Adam David Thompson as Brian. Ronald Alexander Pete as James. Hannah Mitchell as MoMA employee. Judd Hirsch as LJ Shapiro. Rebecca Miller as Loretta. Sigourney Weaver as Sigourney Weaver. David Cromer as Glenn Twitchell. James Hamilton as MoMA guest. Josh Hamilton as Loretta's friend. Ben Stiller as Matthew. Adam Driver as Randy. Matthew Shear as Gabe. Gibson Frazier as Maitre D'. Jordan Carlos as waiter. Benjamin Tice as European man. Lynn Renee as European woman. Candace Bergen as Julia. Sakina Jaffrey as Dr. Malini Sony. Gail Rankin as Pam. Michael Chernus as male nurse.
No God to comfort you.
Cindy Chung as Nurse 1. Mandy Siegfried as Nurse 2. Victor Cruz as Doctor, ICU. Joel Bernstein as Doctor, End of Life. Jerry Matz as Paul Epstein. Germar Terrell Gardner as Paul's nurse. Mickey Sumner as Woman at Bard. Justin Winley as Robin. Kareem Williams as Nurse's Aide. Carlos Jacot as Town Car Driver. And Nico Baumbach as Whitney employee.
Everybody dies.
Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.